you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodner. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'm telling you, it's just another wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I'm stealing Mr. Rogers' line, as I do so frequently, but it really is. It's just another wonderful day in the neighborhood. We're alive and kicking, which gives us another shot to fight these New World Order evil, evil people. It gives us another day, another opportunity to do battle with them and to defeat them. And I actually think if we can wake up enough people to figure out who it is that intends to enslave them, then I believe we will be successful in defeating them, because for this very simple reason, that we outnumber them. And that's really key. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can have all kinds of waves of people going over that wall, you know, trying to scale that wall and get into their castle. And I'm telling you that they can't kill all of us off. Not all at once. Not all at once. And what do you think's going to happen when they start to try to start doing that? What do you think's going to happen to the other people who may have been asleep when they start to see their neighbors being carted off? Where's Joe? Gee, I haven't seen him in a week. His car's still there. Gee, his car doesn't move. What happened to Joe? Joe's gone. Haven't seen hide nor hair of him in the middle of the night. But eventually, because they will continue to do that, that's eventually going to raise the ire of people. It's just a matter of, logic. Logic still exists in the world, although, you know, many people don't seem to pay any attention to logic. Logic still exists. So, you know, that when they start to take people out, and let's face it, now the way they're going to do it isn't going to be this, you're not going to see soldiers marching down Main Street USA. No, it's going to be a gradual thing. Pick one out here, pluck one out there. You know how that kind of stuff goes. But eventually, they'll have plucked enough so that it reaches a tipping point. And word of this plucking of people will get out. And then, oh, baby, you better watch out, because the American people, eventually, enough of them are going to figure out, wait a second, that doesn't look like the kind of future I want. You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of people asleep right now. We got lots of zombies out there who are snoozing away. But eventually, once enough plucking takes place, then people are going to start to say, wait a second, you know what? That just isn't going to work for me. I don't see any future in it. So they're going to decide to do something. You know what I mean? They really are. They really are. They will decide to do something. And that is the beauty of it. Really, it is, you know, because human nature, extinction, and intrinsically in our DNA is the desire to survive. Survival instinct. Stay alive. Really is the strongest one out there. That's why when you're thirsty, you can't go without water for very long. And your body tells you you need to have water. That's why your desire to have your thirst satiated is so strong. And it gnaws at you because it's your body's mechanism, your body's way of telling you you need to have water and you need to have water soon. It's like a warning system that our body, that nature set up. You know, that's why when you cut yourself on your face, there are actually more blood vessels on your face, so that you bleed more profusely, because it's a warning system, because you can't live without your brain. It's the same with your heart. I mean, that's why your heart's encased in bones. I mean, our body has been truly perfectly designed, really. How brilliant God was it? Perfect, perfect design. And with these early warning systems put into place, that, you know, you need to pay attention to them. So we've got early warning systems put into place so that we will stay focused or become focused if we are not focused. So we have these early warning systems in place. And then when we start to see people around us being plucked away, our early warning systems are going to start to set off bells in our head, and they're going to start to rise, even though the concept of survival may be so far removed from people right now, and they don't even think about it. They're oblivious. They're the zombies walking around us, snoozing away. Well, eventually, once enough plucking takes place, these zombies will start to rise. And these sleepwalkers will start to awaken. Because as the drumbeat of their annihilation gets closer to them, and the hazard of being plucked comes closer and closer and closer, people are going to start to wake up. It's just like your body's telling you that you need to have water. That's why you can't go without water for more than maybe 3 days and survive. You die. That's why that's to the desire, that craving, that reminder that your body hammers you with, that you need a drink of water. You must satiate that desire. That's why it's so strong. That's why you're frightened when you cut your forehead or you cut your cheek or something. It's done deliberately so that you will be reminded that you must be careful. These are basic, basic things. That's why you have the fight or flight mechanism. That's why when your body, when you were in a situation, a dangerous situation, or you're frightened, your body will automatically shunt blood away from your digestive tract and shunt that blood to your muscles and to your brain and to your heart and to your eyes so that your eyesight becomes more acute. And so your hearing becomes more acute. And so your heart starts to beat faster. You're more alert. You're on guard. So these mechanisms that God put into our DNA so that we function, well, they will function. They will function in all of us sooner or later. And it's going to start to happen in more people, and there are millions of us. There are millions. There's billions of people on this planet, and there's only a handful of these globalist pricks. Okay, now there's a lot of front men for them, but there's not millions of front men. Because eventually, all of these front men, well, you know what? Eventually, they're going to see the handwriting on the wall. Because all of these people, these useful idiots who help to advance this agenda, well, most of them are really unnecessary. So when they have outlived their usefulness, these globalist pricks will get rid of them. They'll eliminate them. So once people start to realize that they're going to be plucked and some of their buddies are being plucked and they start to see this happen, which they will, word will get around. It's like the stuff whispered down the lane. Word will get around. And once the plucking begins, you're going to have a whole lot more people wake up because they're going to realize, well, what the hell do I have to lose? That's really what they're going to think. What have I got to lose? What kind of future do I have? And you ain't got no future if you don't fight back. It really is as simple as that. I mean, you know, it's not really rocket science here. We're not doing brain surgery, you know what I mean? No open heart surgery is happening here. It's just logic. It's just A follows B follows C kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, the logical progression of how one awakens to the threats that they perceive to be on the horizon, on the corner, on their block, at their door. That's all. So it's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. Really it is. It's not if, it's when. That's all. So as more people wake up, see, the more people are damaged by what is happening here by these globalists, the more people who lose their jobs, the more people who lose their homes, the more people who lose their cars, the more people who are living on the streets, the more people who are hungry. And there are millions of people in this country who are on food stamps. Whether they are illegal aliens or not, really, I guess, doesn't make much difference. They are people residing in this nation, whether it's legal or illegal. And you know how I feel. For those of you who listen to my show for any length of time, know my position on illegal immigration. However, when you have masses of humanity who are hungry, then that's when the games begin, isn't it? So that's when you're going to start to see a lot of the zombies and the sleepwalkers start to awaken and rise out of their slumber. Because something is happening. Anyway, listen, I hear the cue music. Very vaguely, though. God, I am telling you, either it's my hearing or the settings on this system here for this network. But anyway, listen, I will be back in 3 minutes. So do not change that dial. My name is Maggie Rodden, for those of you who don't know. And this is the Unsolicited Opinion. I'll be back in 3.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, Maxine here, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick, with a question. Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? We have ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. We offer 30 or 60-second commercials and web banner space with links to your business website. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. This is Max. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone.
Yo, check it out.
If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and go there. Lots of good information there, and I actually have a little pissant. Well, I don't know if he's actually a pissant. One of those little tiny ants. I'm telling you, those things live, I think they must live forever because they're all over the place here. And John said, well, we could spray some bug spray. But I thought, well, you know, they're not that intolerable. However, one was just on my arm. So that may change my tune a little bit because I don't like things crawling on me. However, you know, I could deal with it. But anyway, what I started to say before I got sidetracked by that little ant who wanted to crawl on my arm. There's a lot of good programming here on Orion, so you really ought to check it out. There's a lot of good shows. I know Jimmy X on Radio X follows mine every day, and he's always got a lot of great information that he's putting forth, and there's a lot of other good hosts on the show. So start tuning in to a lot of the different people here, because they're giving out all kinds of good information, and that's critical. There's something to suit everyone's tastes. So there you go. Of course, most of the people who listen to this network have similar tastes, and that is a taste for the truth. So lucky us. There's people out there who like to redistribute it, and that's a good thing. Now, I was thinking about different things I might talk about today. I never usually have much of a plan. I kind of just wing it on my show, to be honest with you. But I was reading this article. I went to see Paul Fromm a week or so ago. He was at a meeting. He is, he is the director, and he's from Canada, of the Council on Conservative Citizens. And I had him on my radio show during the week on RBN. I had him on, I don't know, a couple of different times, talking about how, because they don't have free speech in Canada, which of course they're shooting for that here in America as well, that he lost his job as a teacher and lost his retirement for that. And he speaks out against the lack of free speech. They've got human rights tribunals. It's just totally Orwellian. Of course, it's Orwellian what's going on here, too. Anyway, I went up to meet him because he was not too far, an hour or so from me. And he is the director of this, a Council of Conservative Citizens and another group, too. But I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, when I was there, I got this magazine. And in there is an article called U.S. Appears Headed for Massive Social Strife. And I would say, well, yeah, that's certainly pretty much accurate. Wouldn't you all agree out there listening? I would say that's pretty accurate. And of course, we know how things play out initially. See, everything, people, this may be a society of a lot of different people, but people will separate themselves based upon their like characteristics, because it's just human nature, okay? It's not racist, it's not anything else. It's just people seek people who they are most comfortable with. In fact, you know who said it most brilliantly was Muhammad Ali back in like 1971. He was on a British talk radio show, and he talked about how bluebirds fly with bluebirds and sparrows fly with sparrows and redbirds fly with redbirds, that kind of a thing. The eagles weren't flying around with the sparrows. Now, they all may be the same birds, but they weren't flying around together because they were comfortable, most comfortable with people that they were like-minded individuals. It's just nature. I mean, obviously, there's a reason why we are all the different ways we are, right? Anyway, not that we're not all equally human. We certainly are. So, you know, don't waste your time with that crap with me. But now this was this article talking about U.S. appears headed for massive social strife. And, because they're manipulating, the globalists are manipulating circumstances to create this social strife. They really are. You know, everything they are doing and have done for decades is a divide and conquer strategy. And I'll read to you some of this article because it's a pretty good article. It says, growing pressures for massive social strife continue to mount. Never before in modern history has the potential for major U.S. upheavals been as pronounced. If you think the 1960s rioting, radicalism, and mayhem were sights to behold, what appears to be heading at us is nothing less than a Category 5 storm. You see, we have all been raised in an environment of relative social stability, especially as compared to any honest assessment of human history or other regions of the globe today. Now, look, for example, in Rwanda, you had different tribes fighting one another. You had the Hutus and the Tutsis fighting one another. And, of course, one of their weapons of choice was machetes, and they were hacking up their perceived enemies, the other tribe. They were hacking these people up into little bits with machetes. In fact, you know, it's funny, thinking of machetes, where I live, there was a, I'm telling you, I'm not too far from hell myself. There was a woman telling me that in front of a bar, there were some illegal aliens fighting, or perceived illegal aliens. Probably a lot of people here are here illegally, not far from where I live. Anyway, the one guy withdrew, he just happened to have a machete. on them. You know what I mean? Now, that's a typical weapon found here in the United States, isn't it, right? Haven't you always heard that a lot of people who get into street brawls, they carry machetes? Nah, I don't think so. I think it's an imported weapon, a weapon of choice that someone would have who came from some other country into the USA. You know what I mean? Anyway, I was just that just came to mind. When they talk about other regions of the globe, and so you can see how the Hutus and Tutsis, I mean, they were the same race of people, just different tribes, and they weren't getting along with one another, killing each other with machetes. With 20% of the men ages 18 to 55 unemployed and 45 million people on food stamps, a dangerous entitlement mentality grips much of the nation. And with it, a rise in frustration-driven violence. The threat of social breakdown is on a level that most people are not fully aware, much less psychologically prepared for, and much less being actually prepared. It's been clear since the dot-com crash that a monetary crisis literally decades in the making is upon us. After weathering numerous destructive economic bubbles blown up by Uncle Sam's money-printing games, today it is the swollen welfare state itself that has become the ultimate bubble. Excessive, unsustainable, corrupt, and dysfunctional, and soon in the form of a cash flow crisis of epic proportions. A profound federal funding crisis is still unfathomable by most, to most, especially in terms of the groupthink that passes for awareness these days. But the hard reality is that 40 cents of each federal dollar is pure debt, and there are no proposals, even the so-called radical Republican Ryan plan, that do anything more than scratch the surface of the problem. The U.S. political system is at such a high state of dysfunction right now that only a truly scary dollar crisis can stop, much less reverse the federal spending juggernaut. This is why the spreading global debt crisis, a downgrade in U.S. creditworthiness, and new high-level Chinese warnings that they are abandoning U.S. Treasury obligations are such ominous developments. Whatever the trigger that ultimately exposes Uncle Sam's deeply embedded Ponzi financing, tens of millions of angry people who expect a great deal from you and me, the middle class, are going to suddenly be on their own. Unlike during the Great Depression, where many people had ties to farming and society was generally more self-reliant, today's generation of unemployed and unemployable are far more expectant of what they think society owes them. It is a recipe for violence and mayhem on a significant scale. I'm going to just grab a sip of coffee real quick. Top leaders in the corrupt, racist House Congressional Black Caucus, the CBC, routinely denounced the fledgling Tea Party movement in hateful terms. Hothead Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, has fired off insinuations that it's racist to oppose Obama's out-of-control deficit spending. You just got to love the logic of these people, right? They're just so smart. God, I can't take it. They're just so smart. Members of the radical CBC, which is the Congressional Black Caucus, have made especially inflammatory statements recently. Statements of this nature have helped stoke racially motivated violence in U.S. inner cities. Their apparent message, U.S. cities will burn if real reductions in government size and government spending move forward. Similar thinly veiled threats are being applied to next year's election if Obama is defeated. Organized violence and the flash mob phenomenon appear to be linked to anti-white racism, chronic unemployment, lack of opportunity, fatherless households, and a failed public education system that stresses racial blame gaming. Brawls, random mob attacks, destruction of stores and property of small merchants are roiling cities and even county fairs. Gangs of 50 thugs or more coordinate their strikes using cell phones and instant messaging. Were the federal government to experience a true funding crisis, this social strife will become far more widespread and intense. Look, when you now routinely see headlines such as the September 16th headline in the Financial Times, it says Timothy Geithner, warns the European Union of catastrophic risk. And when our Treasury Secretary told CNBC's Jim Cramer that we are at this early stage of the crisis, it is time to ask yourself if you have made preparations for these extraordinary times. Well, they are extraordinary times, are they not? And, of course, there's nothing that's being done to get them to be any better because the plan is to collapse the system. That really is the plan. Now, I was reading this article that was on rents.com on August 26th last year, and it's entitled New World Order Plans Exposed by Insider in 1969. And I'm going to read some of the things that were written. Let me tell you who it was that was talking about this, and then I'll read some of the examples that they had given. And this was back in 1969, you know, what, 43 years ago now. And how many of them have come true? This is a transcript of 2 out of 3 tapes on the New World Order system. Tapes 1 and 2 were recorded in 1988 and are the recollections of a Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan regarding a lecture he attended on March 20th, 1969 at a meeting of the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. The lecturer at that time of at the gathering of pediatricians was a Dr. Richard Day, who died in 1989. At the time, Dr. Day was a professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. Previously, he was the medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Dr. Dunnigan was formerly a student of Dr. Day at the University of Pittsburgh and was well acquainted with him, though not intimately. He describes Dr. Day as an insider of the order, and although Dr. Dunnigan's memory was somewhat dimmed by the intervening years, he is able to provide enough details of the lecture to enable any enlightened person to discern the real purposes behind the trends of our time. This is a transcript of a loose conversational monologue that makes for better listening than reading. In fact, I'm going to put a link to this article up on my website for today because there are links in here, I don't know if they're still available or not, to where you could find these transcripts and these taped interviews. I don't know if they're still available, but they were at one time from a Florida Pro Family forum. So let's see. This is a transcript of 2 out of 3 tapes on the New World System. Tapes 1 and 2 recorded in 1988 are recollections of Dunnigan regarding a lecture he attended in 1969. I read that already. At the time, Dr. Day was a professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. He served as medical director of Planned Parenthood. Dr. Dunnigan was formerly a student of Day at the University of Pittsburgh. I read all this already. I'm losing my mind. Sorry about that, kiddos. Anyway, let's go down to some of the things that were the contents of this. Is there a power, a force, or a group of men organizing and redirecting change? Everything is in place and nobody can stop us now. People will have to get used to change. The real and the stated goals are population control, permission to have babies, redirecting the purpose of sex, contraception, universally available to all. In fact, somebody sent me something this morning, but I had read it the other day, and maybe some of you had seen it as well, about in Australia how they were going to allow little 13-year-old kids to decide to be sterilized without their parents' permission or knowledge, without their knowledge, that the little 13-year-old kids could have themselves sterilized. And, of course, if you know what kind of crap they're pumping into their heads in these school systems throughout the world, they're telling kids that you're evil, that human beings are the reason why animals become extinct, or they claim, you know, the polar bears die and that kind of crap. So they're going to drum it into a little 13-year-old kid's head who's about, what, in seventh grade? So this little seventh grader who's totally impressionable, has no idea what the truth is really, is going to be told it's all your fault. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. Human beings are bad. Animals are good. Human beings are bad. Animals are good. So what do you think they're going to do? I mean, can't you just see where this is all going? They will have redirecting the purpose of sex. In fact, there was a movie about this too, or a book I had read. I want to say it was Logan's Run, but I'm not sure if that was in Logan's Run or not. I can't remember exactly. Contraception universally available to all. Sex education is a tool of world government. Tax-funded abortion as population control, encouraging homosexuality. Let's face it, the more people you encourage to not engage in sex with the opposite sex, then the less reproduction will take place. Isn't that right? I mean, there's a method to this. I don't think the percentage of people in the population who are homosexual, who were homosexual in 1933, I don't think it's any larger today. I think it's the same number of people. Now, I personally don't care what people want to do behind closed doors. It's absolutely relevant to me. I don't care. However, but when you're in a little classroom and you're brainwashing little kids and telling kindergartners, now, do you think you're a boy or do you think you're a girl? Now, you give it some thought. Do you like boys better than girls? Now, what the hell does a kindergartner, what the hell does a fourth grader, or what the hell does a seventh grader have any idea about what they really think? But if you brainwash them and you give them these ideas, well, you're going to end up with more people who think, oh, well, you know, they had a boyfriend who didn't take them to the school dance, and so now they're going to have girlfriends instead, okay? It's as simple as that. It really is. Now, I don't care. I have nothing against homosexuals. Don't misunderstand that. And some people I know very well and like very, very much happen to be homosexual. It isn't about that. It is about indoctrinating little kids and manipulating their emotions to achieve an outcome. And if your outcome is to structure a society where you have less population, that would be a tactic that one would use. They will use technology. Families to diminish in importance. Like, we can't see that already. I mean, 70% of the kids in the black community are born to single mothers. About 50% in the Hispanic community, and about 29%, 30% in the white community. So you can see where the importance of families, mother and father, has been diminished deliberately. Euthanasia and the demise pill. Well, I was just watching Soylent Green again a couple weeks ago, and if you've never seen that movie, rent it or buy it online. You can buy it online, Soylent Green, because that's really where it's all about. And look, weren't they in what country in Europe? They had euthanasia, I don't know, vans going around, and they would euthanasia teams, they were going around, killed, 6,000 or 7,000 people thus far. Ain't that wonderful? It just is so mind-blowing what's happened here on our planet. But you have to understand who has driven these issues from the get-go is the same handful of people. I have on my website a tab entitled Must Watch. It's about an hour and a half long documentary on cultural Marxism. I suggest you watch it. You don't even need to sit there. You can move around in dust and just listen. And I have it in two forms. It's the link to the YouTube video, and I also embedded it into my website, so in case YouTube takes it down, it's still available. Now, if you want to watch the embedded version, if you've got a high-speed modem, it's going to take about 4 minutes to download, and obviously longer if you don't have as fast a modem. But if you don't understand cultural Marxism, and most people don't, because that's been swept under the rug, just like all the other facts of history, then I suggest truly you watch it so you understand how they've succeeded and why we are where we are today. And it is the same group of people, time and time again. Limiting access to affordable medical care. Well, hey, don't we have that with Obamacare? Everybody can have insurance, but just because you got a card in your pocket doesn't mean you're going to get any care. It just means you've got a card. That's all. Elimination of private doctors. Planning the control over medicine. Listen, they will make it so that all doctors end up working for the state, okay? They're just going to manipulate circumstances, make it impossible for doctors to practice in a solo practice or a small group practice. It's just how they're going to manipulate the circumstances, manipulate reimbursement, make it so difficult that they've got to jump through so many hoops that it'll just be impossible for them to practice. New difficult to diagnose and untreatable diseases. Now, I don't know, is it that thing where stuff is sticking out of people's skin and stuff? Morgellons, I think it's called. I don't know. That's pretty bizarre if you ask me, even though the government denies that it's a real disease. It's just in people's minds. Yeah, it's in your mind when you got crap sticking out of your body. Yeah, sure. That's all in your head. Suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control. I watched this documentary a couple months ago about this Gerson, and I think it's spelled G-E-R-S-O-N, this Gerson therapy, which was a cure for cancer that this doctor had devised, but it was swept under the rug. In fact, they poisoned him one time, but he didn't die from it, and his assistant had stolen his manual with all of the with the cure all written down in it. So then it took him like a year to recreate all of his notes and the stuff. And then he finally ended up dying. But, you know, Rockefeller had taken over the American Medical Association. Well, I don't even believe it was called that then. Back like in 1913 or 17 or 1910, something like that. I can't remember the exact year. However, he took it over. And what how healthcare was practiced prior to then was very holistic. I mean, homeopathy was the way that illness was treated by things found in nature and herbs and roots and those different things. Well, when Rockefeller took it over, they eliminated that as the way doctors were taught in medical schools, and they started to use all of these different chemicals, many of them byproducts of oil, because Rockefeller was into oil, Standard Oil. Many of those chemicals that they started to use, hell, I mean, if you watch these commercials on TV, what does it tell you about most of these commercials? You know, well, one of the side effects, gee, take this medicine for depression, but you might have more suicidal ideations after you take the drug than before you took the drug, which was the reason why you were taking the drug in the first place. And one of the other things is, you know, a lot of these different drugs, well, one of the side effects is death. Well, I think I'd take my chances with whatever my symptoms were instead of taking this drug that may kill me. Hello, that's a hell of a crapshoot, isn't it? But Eustace Mullins had written a book called Murder by Injection. And you really need to check that out. There's a lot of videos about Eustace Mullins on YouTube. Get his book because it exposes the whole healthcare scam that has been going on for decades. It's just these people are truly criminal. They are evil. Rockefeller, Rothschild, this handful of gangsters that have been, they are the plague of humanity. They are the plague. Those people are the plague. Education is a tool for accelerating onset of puberty and evolution. Here's a good one. Inducing heart attacks is a form of assassination. Does anybody, does that come to mind? Anybody you know recently died? Blending all religions, the old religions will have to go. Well, can you see the handwriting on the wall there with Christianity? I mean, they denigrate Christianity every step of the way, and there's a reason why this is deliberately being done. Because if you have the bond that traditionally held a family together, that bond was your relationship with God, your family unit, your role in the community, but the bonds of that was the individual with God and family were the strongest, and they were a barrier to these people. Listen, I hear we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Flawless science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's L-A-S-E-M-E-D-I-N-C.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. Look what is happening in this nation with our bonds to our Creator. Now, of course, there are those who don't believe that in God, but that's your problem. But look what's happening. They are denigrating. They are trying to eliminate and erase our bonds. They are erasing the truth. They are rewriting the Bible. This is one of the things they talk about in there. Changing the Bible through revisions of key words. And that's exactly what they are trying to do. They are trying to erase this historical document, the Bible, and change it so that it will disguise what really went down. The churches will help in this. Of course they are, and they will, because they've been infiltrated. Look at the Pope of the Catholic Church is a green pope. He's pushing UN Agenda 21, which will enslave, kill off 85% of the world's population and enslave the rest of us who are left in these green ghettos that they call smart growth cities. They use restructuring of education as a tool of indoctrination. Now, I beat that dead horse time and time again here on my show, talking about what's happening in the education system in this nation and all over the world. I've had so many different people on. Charlotte Thompson Iserby has a book on her website, Deliberate Dumbing Down. I link to it on mine, which is theunsolicitedopinion.com. Charlotte Thompson Iserby exposed what was happening in the educational system when she worked as a special assistant in the Department of Education under Reagan in his first term, and she was fired for blowing the whistle on what they were doing. Her book's available in PDF format for free on her website. If you print it out, it's about 1,000 pages, because I printed it out and I read it. They'll want more time in schools, but they wouldn't learn anything. Well, don't you see that happening? I mean, hell, who was it? Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education, and he was talking about kids being in school, I think, 7 days a week. But they're not teaching them anything. Not teaching them anything at all. In fact, there was a young girl who, I can't think of her name, Jada something. She was actually on Glenn Beck the other day. Now, I didn't watch him because I don't pay for his programming. But a friend of mine told me about it, so I went and looked it up. And this was a young girl, a young black girl, who was in, I think, Rochester City Schools. And she had read an article about... One of the famous black people, I want to say Booker T. Washington, but it isn't, it's Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass. She read a book about it, and she couldn't believe the book really paints white people as absolutely evil. But one of the things mentioned in the book was how slave owners didn't want slaves to learn to read. Well, you don't want educated people, because educated people are going to start to think and then they're going to fight back, no matter whether they're white, black, or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, so she was sitting in this classroom and she realized that the same thing was occurring in her classroom, that these teachers were not teaching. They weren't imparting the knowledge that they professed to have, that it was just an absolute free-for-all, and no matter what class she was in, the same stuff was happening. Nothing was happening. It was just unruly behavior exhibited by some of the kids, and no actual knowledge was being disseminated to the kids in the class. And so she could relate that to this book that was written. I don't know if it was a book that Frederick Douglass had written, to be honest with you. It was just about the life of Frederick Douglass, I believe. Anyway, I actually sent an email to the woman who is the director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, telling her about Charlotte Thompson Iserby's books, because what this young girl identified and perceived, young girl, not and understandably so, she believed as black, young black girl in this class reading about how slaves were not taught to read, they didn't want them to read, that she believed the same thing was happening, and understandably so, she would make that direction correlation between the black slaves and sitting in this classroom and the same thing taking place. However, it's part of a larger picture. They're not just not teaching young black kids, they're not teaching anybody. It doesn't make any difference whether you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or you're Asian. The curriculum is designed to deliberately dumb down all of the kids, regardless of race. Doesn't make any difference. One of the other things in this article about the New World Order plans, controlling who has access to information. Well, let's see. The 1917 J.P. Morgan bought all the top 25 newspapers. They control the televisions. They control all the media. They control the print. They control Hollywood, okay? And so they're going to limit access. Look, aren't they talking about now controlling the Internet? Isn't that what they want to do? And then they want to silence people who speak out and block your access to different websites? Books would just disappear from the libraries. Can't you see that happening? I have a book I bought, secondhand store. The title of the book, it's How Our Civilization Began. It was written by a woman named Kelty. And this book was written in 1932, I believe. 1932. And inside the book, it says discarded. Free Public Library from Paterson, New Jersey. It's just a discarded book. Just discarded. Now, no book should be discarded. It's just a discarded book. How do you like that? So I bought it, and I like to buy up all these old, used books, no matter what the topic is. I want, and I always suggest to people, listen, go to these secondhand stores, spend the 10 cents or 50 cents or whatever on buying some of these books, because they will eliminate them. We will have a grand old book burning going on here. We already have, because if you look at the technology of these little Kindle devices and that are out there, they put the books on those, they rewrite what the book was about, change the words here or there, and how would you know? You don't have an original copy in your hand. You don't have what the author actually wrote. You have what these people want to tell you the author wrote. Changing laws, that's going on all the time. The encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere. Hey, don't we have that going on? The war on drugs has been going on for about 45 years. Nothing's changed. Alcohol abuse, restrictions on travel. Hey, TSA speaks to that, doesn't it? The need for more jails and using hospitals as jails. Look at the number of jails. I saw something actually in Ohio. In one county in Ohio, they've made a deal with the prison that they will keep the population in the prison at 90% for the first 18 months, or else they've got to pay the private prison company that operates prisons, they've got to pay them more money if they don't keep the beds filled at a 90% fill rate. Now, how do you like that? Where do you think that's going? How about that judge here in Pennsylvania who was sending young kids to these detention centers because he was getting a kickback for it? Can you see where this is going? Crime used to manage society. No more security. Curtailment of American industrial preeminence. Hey, hasn't that been accomplished? NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization. You have no right to know where your food comes from because it's unfair and it's unjust to some of these other third world nations where it might be coming from. How about those fish swimming in the cesspools, these fish farms where they actually have fish swimming in human feces? How do you like that? You want to eat that crap? Well, I got news for you. I had a man on my show last Sunday. Many of you may have listened. What did he say? 84% of the fish consumed in this country comes from without of this country, outside this country. What do you think you're eating? I guarantee you, you're eating this crap already. Shifting populations and economies, tearing the social roots. Hey, baby, you can see that happening. Sports is a tool of social change. Sure, it keeps people numb. Sex and violence inculcated through entertainment. Travel restrictions and implanted ID. Food control. weather control. They're driving the farmers off their lands. They're making it impossible for them to farm. Weather control. Hey, what are those chemtrails doing? Know how people respond, making them do what you want them to do. Falsified scientific research. Hey, global warming. That whole crap speaks to that, doesn't it? Terrorism. Who's the new terrorist now? Who's a terrorist today? You and me, right? Hey, baby, the terrorists, the true terrorists in the world are these global pricks. They're the real terrorists. Financial control, yeah, they've got that. Surveillance implants and televisions that watch you. Home ownership, a thing of the past. Hey, what do you think these foreclosures are doing, huh? The arrival of the totalitarian global system. Yeah, well, that's what we got going on in the United Nations. Anybody seen Leon Panetta the other day say that the United States, our military, would be sent to war based upon what the UN wanted and NATO wanted? Not with congressional approval, which is what our Congress says. That they, our Constitution says that only Congress can send their men and women off to war. But Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, said the other day, oh, no, no, no. Nope, that's not true. We're going to do it with the NATO or these international bodies, the United Nations. So I guess the arrival of the totalitarian global system, is there a power, a force, or a group of men organizing and redirecting the change? You got it, baby. Oh, indeed, there is. Rothschild. Rockefeller, those people who were in control of the foundation, the formation of the private corporation called the Federal Reserve Bank back in 1913, their descendants and their cronies, it's the same handful of people. Amschel, Mayor Rothschild said back in, like, I don't know, 1845 or something, give him control of the money, and he cared not who controlled the nation, whether it's kings, monarchs, presidents, it made no difference to him because he controlled the money. You know that little ditty, follow the money? Well, nothing's changed. All you got to do is follow the money. If you follow the money, no matter what it is you are dealing with, you will find the truth because it always lies at the end of the money trail. Really does. Anyway, listen, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm on during the week on RBN at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Listen, another great show. Jimmy X on Radio X follows mine. And tune into some of these other hosts on here on Orion. A lot of good cookies. A lot of smart cookies out there. Hey, listen, I'll be back here next Sunday. Same bad time, same bad station. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. I guarantee it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care, everybody. Dreams that you're dead.